Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into Copycat, a generative AI primer for business professionals.
Okay.
We'll be kind of pulling out the most impactful bits from this book.
Sounds good.
Especially for those of you in the business world who are hearing about AI and thinking, okay, but how can I actually use this?
Yeah, one of the most fascinating takeaways from this book is how it breaks down intelligence, both human and artificial, to its core pattern prediction.
Pattern prediction? That sounds a little academic.
Right.
How does that play out in the real world?
Well, think about it this way. You're at a farmer's market.
Okay.
A vendor is adjusting prices throughout the day based on the crowds and how quickly their produce is selling.
Uh-huh.
Or you're picking out avocados.
Okay.
Trying to choose the ones that will be perfectly ripe tomorrow based on subtle cues.
Right.
These are both examples of how we use pattern prediction in everyday life, often without even realizing it.
Okay. I'm starting to see how that works.
Yeah.
But how does this concept apply to complex business decisions?
Well, every business decision, from forecasting next quarter sales to crafting the perfect marketing pitch,
mm-hmm.
is essentially a prediction of what's going to happen next.
Okay.
AI can enhance this ability, helping us spot patterns in data that we might miss.
Okay.
Imagine, for example, an AI that can analyze years of customer data.
Right.
And identify subtle shifts in preferences, allowing you to personalize your products and marketing campaigns with incredible precision.
That's really powerful. Mm-hmm. The book goes on to explain that AI's capabilities, mm-hmm. learning, reasoning, planning, even creativity, all stem from this pattern prediction concept. That's a pretty bold claim.
It is, but it's all interconnected.
Yep.
Take learning, for instance. A child learns to walk by observing and mimicking patterns of movement.
Mm-hmm.
Reasoning, too, relies on patterns.
Okay.
When an AI filters spam emails,
right,
it's using learned patterns to deduce the likelihood that an email is unwanted.
So AI is essentially becoming a learner, constantly analyzing data and refining its understanding of the world. I can see where the copycat title comes from.
Exactly. And the book walks us through the evolution of how AI learns.
Okay.
It breaks it down into three layers: evolutionary learning, reinforcement learning.
Okay.
And the really intriguing layer, learning through language and abstraction.
Okay, let's break those down. Evolutionary learning sounds like something straight out of Darwin. What does that mean for AI?
Imagine you're trying to design the most efficient antenna.
Okay.
An evolutionary algorithm could start by randomly generating a bunch of shapes,
mm-hmm.
testing them and breeding the best performers, creating new generations of designs with slight variations.
Okay.
This process repeats until the algorithm evolves a highly effective antenna design, all without specific instructions.
So it's survival of the fittest, but for antenna design.
Yeah.
What about reinforcement learning? How does AI learn through rewards and penalties?
Reinforcement learning is like training a dog.
Okay.
You reward good behavior.
Right.
And discourage bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
In the AI world, think about an AI that manages a marketing campaign. It tries different strategies and learns from the results, click-through rates, conversions, and so on.
Yeah.
It gets rewarded for strategies that work and penalized for those that don't. This is how AI can learn to optimize processes in a business setting.
I'm seeing how these layers build on each other, from basic trial and error to learning from results.
Right.
But what about that third layer, learning through language and abstraction? That sounds like a major leap forward.
It absolutely is.
Okay.
This is where AI moves beyond learning from direct experience.
Right.
And taps into the vast knowledge and imagination encoded in human language. Think about large language models, LMs like GPT-3.
Okay.
They can generate human quality text.
Wow.
Translate languages and even reason abstractly.
Okay.
Because they understand the patterns in language.
So AI is essentially learning to speak our language. What does that mean for its ability to learn and solve problems?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Because AI can understand language. It can learn from all the information humans have ever written down. Books, articles, code, you name it.
Wow.
That means AI can potentially access the collective wisdom of humanity and use it to solve problems in ways we haven't even imagined yet.
That's a pretty mind-blowing thought. It sounds like AI is moving beyond mimicking human intelligence and into uncharted territory. This evolution of AI is deeply connected to the history of neural networks, right?
You're right.
Okay.
The story of neural networks is one of both early promise and setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like a forgotten blueprint that was rediscovered.
I'm curious to hear more about this journey. Where did it all begin?
It all started back in the 1950s with Frank Rosenblatt and his invention, the perceptron.
Okay.
This was the first artificial neural network, inspired by the way neurons connect in the human brain.
So it was like a very early attempt at creating a digital brain.
In a way, yes.
Okay.
However, the perceptron had limitations. While it could learn simple patterns, it struggled with more complex tasks. This led to some disillusionment, and neural networks were put on the back burner for a while.
So they were the underdogs of the AI world, waiting for their moment to shine.
Exactly. But the story doesn't end there. In the 1980s, Yann LeCun pioneered a new type of neural network called convolutional neural networks, or CNNs.
Okay.
These were designed specifically for processing images and showed real potential for practical applications.
So they took the basic concept of neural networks and made them more specialized. That seems like a turning point.
That was a crucial step.
Okay.
LeCun's work led to breakthroughs in handwritten digit recognition.
Right.
Paving the way for applications like check processing and even self-driving cars.
Wow.
However, the true aha moment for neural networks came in 2012 with the ImageNet competition.
ImageNet, that name rings a bell. What happened there?
A team led by Jeffrey Hinton entered the competition with a deep convolutional neural network called AlexNet. It was massive, trained on a huge data set of images, and it absolutely crushed the competition, achieving superhuman performance on image recognition tasks.
So this was the moment neural networks went from underdog to champion.
Precisely. This ImageNet moment triggered a resurgence of interest in deep learning.
Okay.
Suddenly, AI could see and interpret images with incredible accuracy.
Right.
Leading to advancements in everything from medical imaging to facial recognition. It's the foundation for the generative AI boom we're seeing today.
That's incredible. It's amazing how a single breakthrough can change the course of an entire field. But it sounds like AI wasn't content with simply recognizing images. It wanted to do more right.
Absolutely. AI wasn't satisfied with just identifying what was already there.
Right.
It began to predict what might come next and even generate completely new things.
This sounds like where the real power of AI for businesses comes into play. I can't wait to hear more about this in part two.
Think of it this way. Recognizing a pattern is like seeing the pieces on a chessboard.
Mm-hmm.
But to truly play the game, you need to be able to anticipate your opponent's moves, plan your own strategy, and predict the outcome.
Yeah, it sounds like AI is moving from passive observation to actively strategizing, just like a master chess player.
That's a great analogy. And Copycat highlights a fascinating example of this shift from recognition to prediction. TD Gammon.
TD Gammon, is that some kind of AI chess program?
Not chess backgammon. TD Gammon was an AI that learned to play backgammon at an expert level. What's fascinating is it didn't just learn the rules. It learned to predict future board states and evaluate the consequences of different moves. And get this, it learned entirely through self-play, playing millions of games against itself.
So it was basically playing against its own shadow, honing its skills through relentless practice. That's a pretty clever way to train an AI.
It was a groundbreaking approach. And it allowed TD Gammon to develop strategies that no human programmer could have anticipated. This ability to predict and strategize is incredibly powerful for businesses, too.
I can see that. Imagine being able to simulate different market scenarios or predict competitor moves. It'd be like having a crystal ball for your business.
Exactly. AI can help us play the business game more effectively by forecasting outcomes, anticipating challenges, and optimizing for long-term success. But prediction is just one side of the coin. Generative AI also excels at creating something entirely new.
Okay, we've talked about recognizing and predicting, but how does AI actually generate something that didn't exist before?
It's like a digital artist taking inspiration from the patterns it has learned. AI can generate new images, write original stories, compose music, even design products.
Wait, AI can write stories now? That's both impressive and a little unnerving. How does that even work?
Think of it as a highly sophisticated form of pattern creation. When generating text, for example, a language model predicts the most likely next word in a sequence, based on the patterns it's learned from a massive data set of text. By stringing these predictions together, it can create surprisingly coherent and creative content.
So it's not just randomly throwing words together, it's using its understanding of language structure and style to create something new and meaningful. It's like having a digital Shakespeare at your disposal.
Perhaps not Shakespeare just yet, but the potential is certainly there. And we're already seeing amazing examples of AI-generated art music and even product designs. But as fascinating as these digital creations are, the book also explores how AI is bridging the gap between the virtual and physical worlds by controlling robots.
AI controlling robots. Now that sounds like something straight out of science fiction. What are some examples of this in action?
One area where this is being explored is robot soccer. It's not just about building robots that can kick a ball. It's about developing AI that can navigate the complexities of the real world. Perception movement, decision making, and even teamwork.
So it's like a training ground for AI to develop skills can be applied to real world tasks.
Exactly. These robots are learning to perceive their surroundings, make split-second decisions, and coordinate their actions with teammates. Skills that can be incredibly valuable in fields like autonomous navigation in warehouses or delicate manipulation in manufacturing.
I'm starting to see how these seemingly futuristic applications can have very real and practical implications for businesses today. But let's bring it back down to earth for a moment. What are some specific business applications of generative AI that we're seeing right now?
One area where generative AI is already making waves is marketing and customer engagement. Imagine personalized marketing content tailored to individual preferences, websites that adapt to each user's needs, and even dynamic ad campaigns that optimize themselves in real time.
That sounds like every marketer's dream come true. What other areas are being impacted?
Generative AI is also transforming operations and process automation. Think about AI analyzing documents to extract key information, automating data entry tasks, optimizing supply chains, and even acting as digital workers that learn from human examples.
So AI is taking on some of the more tedious and repetitive tasks, freeing up human employees to focus on higher level thinking and creativity.
Precisely. This not only increases efficiency, but also opens up new opportunities for innovation. Generative AI can be a powerful tool for brainstorming new product ideas, generating visual representations of concepts, and even predicting market trends to inform strategic decisions.
It sounds like AI is becoming a powerful ally for businesses, helping them to work smarter, faster, and more creatively.
That's the key takeaway. It's not about AI replacing humans. It's about AI augmenting human capabilities. Okay. And helping us achieve things we couldn't do alone.
It's like a powerful partnership between human ingenuity and artificial intelligence.
Exactly. And as we embrace this partnership, it's crucial to be aware of the potential challenges and ensure we use this technology responsibly.
That's an important point to raise. With all this talk about AI's capabilities, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement, but we need to be mindful of the potential downsides as well. What are some of the risks we need to be aware of?
One of the key challenges is ensuring that AI systems are aligned with human values and don't end up causing harm or perpetuating existing biases.
So it's not just about building AI that's smart, but also AI that's ethical and responsible. How do we address that challenge?
It starts with being aware of the potential pitfalls. Imagine an AI system tasked with optimizing a company's profits. If we're not careful, it might find ways to achieve that goal that are technically legal, but ethically questionable.
That's a sobering thought. It's like we need to teach AI not just how to think, but also how to think ethically.
Precisely. We need to carefully define our goals and values when designing AI systems and build in safeguards to ensure they act in accordance with those principles. We also need to be mindful of data privacy. AI models are trained on massive data sets, and we need to ensure that sensitive personal information is protected.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the people and processes behind it.
Mm.
We need to approach AI development with a strong sense of responsibility and ensure that it's used for good.
Absolutely. And as AI continues to evolve, we need to think about governance and oversight. Who's responsible for making sure AI is used ethically, and how do we hold these systems accountable?
It's like we're building a new society, and we need to establish laws and regulations to ensure that everyone plays by the rules.
That's a great analogy. We need to develop frameworks for AI governance, create mechanisms for auditing and monitoring, and establish clear lines of accountability.
So it's a complex landscape, but it sounds like we're starting to figure things out. What's the overall takeaway for business professionals like me who are trying to navigate this new world of AI?
The key is to approach AI with a sense of both excitement and caution. Embrace the possibilities, but be mindful of the risks. Stay informed about the latest developments in AI and ensure you're working with partners and vendors who share your values.
Okay, I'm feeling a bit more grounded now, but I have to admit, I'm still a little bit intimidated by all this. What's the best way for someone like me to stay ahead of the curve and not get left behind in the AI revolution?
The best way is to adopt a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation. AI is a rapidly evolving field, so what's cutting edge today might be obsolete tomorrow. Embrace experimentation. Be willing to try new things, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
So it's like learning a new language. You have to immerse yourself in it and be willing to make mistakes along the way.
Exactly. And the more you learn about AI, the more you'll realize that it's not about machines replacing humans, but about machines and humans working together to create something truly extraordinary.
Okay, I'm starting to get excited again. It sounds like AI has the potential to unlock incredible new possibilities, not just for businesses, but for humanity as a whole.
That's the spirit. And as we delve deeper into the future of intelligence, it's important to remember that we're not just passengers on this ride. We're the ones shaping the destination.
I love that. We're not just along for the ride. We're the architects of the AI-powered future. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from the basics of pattern prediction to the ethical considerations of AI deployment.
It's been quite a journey. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of generative AI, it's worth reflecting on the bigger picture.
Okay, let's zoom out for a moment. What does the future hold for businesses and professionals in an AI-powered world?
The future is full of both opportunities and challenges. We're going to see a dramatic increase in automation efficiency and personalization, but we're also going to have to grapple with the implications of AI, and we're going to need to adapt our skills and mindsets to thrive in this new landscape.
It's like we're standing at the edge of a new era, and we have the power to shape what that era will look like.
That's a powerful thought. And as we move forward, it's important to remember that the most important questions aren't about what AI can do, but about what we want it to do.
What we want it to do, that's a great point. It shifts the focus from technology to values, from capabilities to purpose.
Exactly. AI is a tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. It's up to us to decide how we wield this power and to ensure that it benefits humanity as a whole.
So we're not just talking about the future of intelligence, we're talking about the future of humanity.
Precisely. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to explore the possibilities and the challenges, and to work together to create an AI-powered future that we can all be proud of.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired. This deep dive has given me a lot to think about. It sounds like we've reached the point where we need to resurface and let our listeners absorb everything we've covered so far.
That's a great idea. It's a lot to process. And it's important to take the time to reflect on the implications for your own business and your own life.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from pattern prediction to the evolution of AI and its potential impact on businesses.
It has been a fascinating exploration. And now that we're resurfacing, I'd love to hear your thoughts. What resonated most with you from Copycat?
One of the most striking takeaways for me is how AI's mastery of language unlocks so much potential. It's not just about writing catchy slogans or translating languages. It's about AI understanding the nuances of human communication, the layers of meaning in our words.
That's a key insight. AI's ability to grasp context and reason abstractly enables it to tap into the vast library of human knowledge captured in text and code. It's as if AI is finally learning to speak our language fluently, not just mimic it.
This opens up incredible possibilities for collaboration. It's no longer just about AI completing tasks, but about AI working alongside us as a thought partner, helping us see things from new perspectives and solve problems in innovative ways.
Imagine brainstorming sessions where AI can analyze massive data sets, identify patterns we might have missed, and offer insights that spark truly groundbreaking ideas.
It's like having a team member with an encyclopedic knowledge base and the ability to connect seemingly disparate ideas. That's where things get really exciting for me. It's about amplifying human creativity, not replacing it.
Copycat also discusses the emergence of AI-first companies, organizations that are built with AI integrated into every facet of their operations. This signals a fundamental shift in how businesses are structured and operate.
So it's not just about incorporating AI into existing businesses. It's about reimagining what a business can be in an AI-powered world.
Exactly. And for those of us working established companies, it's crucial to think strategically about AI integration. Identify areas where it can add the most value and foster a culture that embraces this new way of working.
It's like embarking on an expedition into uncharted territory. We need to be prepared to adapt, learn, and navigate the unexpected challenges that may arise.
That's a great analogy. And as we explore this uncharted territory, it's important to remember that we're not just shaping the future of business. We're shaping the future of intelligence itself.
That's a profound thought. We're not just talking about robots and algorithms. We're talking about the very nature of what it means to be intelligent and how AI might redefine that concept.
As we delve deeper into the world of AI, we're also learning more about ourselves, about the human mind, and the potential for collaboration between humans and machines.
This deep dive into Copycat has given us a lot to ponder. As we wrap up our exploration, I want to leave you with a question to consider. If AI can help us predict and shape the future, what kind of future do you want to create?
The power to shape the AI-powered future lies within each of us. As you navigate your own world, keep in mind the insights from Copycat and use them to guide your decisions and actions.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into generative AI. We hope this exploration has sparked your curiosity and equipped you with valuable knowledge to navigate this exciting and rapidly evolving landscape. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.